Live from our downtown Coffeyville KGGF Historic Studios, I'm Sam Speck. Glad you're with us here on this Friday morning as we find ourselves about 20 minutes shy of 9 o'clock. Open line, we'll get to that at about 5 after the 9 o'clock hour. For now, we're talking a little auction. It is auction time back here in the SEK as we're joined in studio by Tina Romine and Dory Potter. We do it just like we did last year. I think it was, I hadn't been doing open line in the morning interviews for too long, but I certainly remember this auction interview, and we're bringing it right back. 2019 KGGF auction over there at the Rec Center. Dory, Tina, good morning and thank you.
Good morning.
Good morning. This is always one of the highlights of our summer. We get to bring people together and save some money and just have a whole lot of fun.
Absolutely. So. Well, last year was my first time, you know, dipping my toes into it, and I, you know, saw the format of it, thought it was very, very cool, kind of saw how it worked. And this is a really cool event. You guys go out, you get the products from advertisers that we have here with working with us at KGGF, and then we put their products on display.
And we actually purchase them from
them, too.
You know, so this is it's a win-win-win type of thing because we go out and we get to shop, and instead of just bringing money from our advertiser, we get to actually purchase from them, too. And so then we get to display some of the items that that we like to feature from their stores.
Yeah.
And it's all brand-new merchandise, so we're not going with used stuff or whatever. This auction has brand new merchandise, whether it's the merchandise or the gift certificates. And everybody who comes to the auction is going to get a good deal because, first of all, it's an auction, so you set the price. You pay whatever you want to pay. But we do, unique to this auction, is stop the price at 80% of the retail price. So you know you're going to save at least 20% on your item. And so if it's a gift certificate for a restaurant or oil changes or whatever it might be, and it's a $10 gift certificate, the most you could pay is $8 for that gift certificate.
Easy enough. Well, and again, the whole structure behind of a win-win-win really should be emphasized because you're right. Not only is it a partnership with the advertisers, but yeah, we're going in and actually purchasing something for that local business, and then we put it on display for them and give them as many shouts as they deserve because great products within all of these advertisers as well, which we'll definitely get through a long list of them. But let's kind of get through the more finite details of it, whether Dory or Tina, whichever. When's it happening? Where's it at? And what time is it all starting?
Well, it will be at the Coffeyville Rec Center, which is out at Walter Johnson Park. And it's June 8th. That's a Saturday. We're going to open the doors at 8 o'clock in the morning, and then we're going to start the auction at 9. We give you that hour leeway so you can come in and look at what you want to purchase and look at all that's available. You can look at the gift certificate wall and kind of map out a plan, map out a trip, and it's a lot of fun. You save a lot of money if you're going to Branson or Eureka Springs, or we have some different things in Oklahoma City. We have some things in Texas. So if you're planning a summer vacation, then come out and save some money.
Yeah, well, and again, the whole structure of it, you could be saving 50, 60. I mean, the amount of percentages goes up and up and up. Now, with that, though, is it kind of the same as last year, where if you really, really want that item, and boom, you get, you know, put that that top bid on it, where you'd say you'd stop it at a particular percent, do you get that item right away, just like last year, or is there any changes to that?
Yes, nope. We do have the max bid, and when you get your number, which our numbers are free, and you don't have to pay to get that, like you do at a lot of the auctions, where you have to pay to get your bidding number. We do not do that. But on the back of your number card, you can write max. And when that item comes up for sale, like last year, we had some flashlights that I wanted, but somebody beat me out on the max. But that's okay. So I didn't need them anyway.
That's why one reason you want to come early is because you can look through the items and check the prices for them. Every single item will have a tag on it. It'll say where it's from, and it'll say a little description about the item, and then it'll say the retail price of the item, and it'll also, that tag will have the 80% price. So if you know that you really want it and you're willing to pay that 80%, that's what we're saying. You can just go the max bid, the 80% bid, and go ahead and get it before it even goes into the auction process. I mean, the auction process starts, but immediately when the auctioneer is saying, I've got this item, just say max bid, and it could be yours.
Now, this is just to clear any contingencies. Say there is one particular item everybody just absolutely loves. We've got two people with a max bid. What happens there?
The first one that the auctioneer sees.
Oh, okay.
So it's the auctioneer's discretion as to who they see, because we aren't going to let it go over that. It has to be the 80%. And so so it's just the auctioneer's discretion. So get a good seat, too. You know, be on the front row or be close by in the front. If you're in the back, you might not see quite as well. So get there early, get a good seat. and look over the items and have a lot of fun with us.
Yeah. Make a list of what you want and be ready.
Well, yeah, I think that's the one thing people should go into it. And I've learned just from the couple of auctions that I've, you know, CCCs and the couple that I've worked here as well, that there is some strategy, you know, placement to table or placement to where you're sitting. You know, sometimes there's spotters. Maybe you want to sit next to a spotter, something like that. And then, like you said, too, star those little, you know, the items that are coming up on the list so you're prepared for it.
And you can preview them, too, on our website, too. And Tina is constantly updating the website
with, it looks great.
Items and pictures and things, too, so that you can kind of get a preview of some of them. But not everything is going to be there. And so, you know, be sure and save some cash and some time to come out and look and what you might like.
Yeah, we try to get that updated as quickly as possible when we purchase items. And you can get there on KGGFradio.com. There is several different links there. If you don't see one, refresh your screen and it'll pop up. So there's a little click here button, and you can see the list of everything that's going to be up for auction. So, and if you have any questions, you're always welcome to give us a call here at the station. So,
great stuff. Well, let's get into it here. I guess we could start with you know, our great advertisers being a part of it, and then maybe what that we went in there and purchased from these great stores as well.
Well, one thing that I'm really excited about, Sam, is we went to Four State Maintenance, and we got this fan. It's a blower fan, and you put these scent crystals in it, and it deodorizes your room. Huh. And it's so cool.
Yeah, I mean, you can maybe have a spot that's wet a lot of times or something, and so you want a power fan to be able to do that. Or if you need circulation in your room, or you don't have good ventilation and so you want circulation, this would be a good fan. But then you've got the extra luxury of being able to make it scented too if you want. You know, little scentsy pots and things like that are so popular right now. Well, you can now put it in your heavy duty fan too.
That's you know, in perfect timing for nowadays. I mean, it seems like it's monsoon season around here right now.
Might as well. For a power fan. Yeah, exactly, too.
We're going to need that.
Four State Maintenance, they have a lot of different unique products, too. Last year, we got a grill from them. They have a lot of cleaning products. You know, it's one thing when we go to these stores, it just opens my eyes as to a lot of the things that the retailers have that I didn't even realize that they do. Of course, they do a lot of service things, too, but just the different products they have. So it's kind of fun to be able to highlight, you know, that for them. So we enjoyed shopping there. Again, from Quality Motors, we've got the Works gift certificates that will, again, be able to give you a lot of service to your car. And so those will be available, again, from Quality Motors. Brown Shoe Fit, we have a lot of fun shopping there every year, too. It's one of our favorite places to shop. Those girls in there are so friendly and so helpful. And we usually come away with something personally that we want to while we're there.
Yeah, there was what, 3-4 boxes that left with us last time?
But
no shame.
No shame. But for the auction, there'll be gift certificates, so people can go ahead and get a great deal on gift certificates from Brown Shoe Fit and be able to shop there on their own, just like we had fun shopping there too. Dollar Tire, we've got a great gift certificate from Dollar Tire that can go toward a new set of tires, too. So that gift certificate can go for what you might need there at Dollar Tire. And the Mattress Factory, we'll have a mattress from them again. You know, our home-owned, homegrown mattress factory that we have right here in our own backyard. You can't beat the quality of the product there from Edna Mattress Factory.
And again, kind of back to the format, you want to talk about an item last year that somebody got a steal of a price was. I think it was like that full queen mattress or something. I mean, he got that for a great price.
Yes.
So again, the format behind it, you could be walking away with something that usually is kind of an annoying $500, $600 to buy or replace or something and get a good price out of it. So
exactly. And you know, the thing is too, we might have the same type of thing year after year. And one year it goes gangbusters, and the next year somebody's already gotten it and is not there again or whatever. And because it just takes two people to really make an item, you know, go against each other and make the price go up. So if that person's not there too, you just never know what the price is going to be. We're going to have Caney Valley Speedway tickets again this year too, which are always really popular as well. So people are going to definitely want to come and get those tickets. You've got all summer to be able to use them too, which is really nice.
We also have some family passes for the Coffeyville Red Ravens.
Ooh.
We have basketball and football, so there are family passes, mom, dad, and a couple of kids. So, you know, that's a really big savings if you enjoy those events. Definitely grab that opportunity while you got it.
Absolutely. Well, let's kind of talk about, you know, do you guys have any other package deals or maybe like a weekend getaway to Branson? I know we've kind of dived into those a little bit as well, but is there any other package getaways, weekend things like that for the family
or
individuals?
We have a lot of shows from Branson. We have five or six shows at the Grand Country Music Hall.
Good excuse to stay down there.
Amazing Pets. Got to get there. But that show looks
really
good.
The Comedy Jamboree. They have some gospel shows there. We have a variety of different shows there.
We have a variety of different shows at Andy Williams. We have music shows and Christmas shows if you want to pre-plan for your Christmas. I know they really do the lights up really good over there, so it's a good adventure during that time. And Jim Stafford, we have the Jim Stafford Show, which is a comedy show, and he's pretty funny. He's been around for a while. And then we also have the Parrotville Show there as well. And then we have the Great Passion Play in Eureka Springs. So we have Turpentine Creek over there as well. Yeah. And that's a big cat refuge, and they house a lot of the tigers and the lions and bears. Oh, my.
Yeah, I was hoping you went there.
They do have a really cute little bear over there, and he's quite entertaining.
Good.
But, you know, you can stay out there as well and wake up to the big cats roaring, and it's pretty cool.
You know, I've learned one great thing about living out here for as shortly as I have, but now, you know, over a year now. As long as you're willing to put up 2-3 hours within a vehicle, there is so much that you can access within these areas, also within our great communities. Uh-huh. But, you know, like, you know, short drive down to Branson, short drive up to Wichita or to Eureka or to wherever, as long as you're willing to put that 2-3 hours behind you, maybe have an excuse to get a weekend away or something, you know, these tickets are a great opportunity to hop on that, so.
Yeah, and the savings is just unbelievable. So, because some of these Branson tickets, their retail price is, you know, $85. So, and you can get, you know, if you can get the whole family to go to one show, that's quite a lot of money.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you come out and you get a deal on these tickets, then, you know, you're going to be saving quite a lot of money.
Very cool. Very cool. Well, let's talk about a little bit more of your guys' favorite items or whichever you wanted to kind of hit on there.
Well, you know, I don't know if it's a favorite item, but something that might be an essential that somebody needs for the summer. We're early summer here, and we're going to have an air conditioner from McClellan's Appliance or whatever, too. And so, if it's a brand new one, and it's a heavy-duty one, so this might be just the perfect time to get you set for summer to be a lot more cool. You've got that room that just is just too warm. This would be a great place to get your air conditioner for that. Been out to Rocky Hill Salvage. We're going to have gift certificates again from there. If you need some towing done and different things done, we've got certificates from Rocky Hill Salvage. Liquor gift certificates, Sports Zone Liquor over in Oswego, M&W here in Coffeyville. Those are always really popular, too. A way to get ready for that party that you might have coming up or that holiday 4th of July events that you got coming up. Plan now for that. So a good way to do it. Going to do a lot of shopping today, heading back out to some fun places. It's always fun to go up to Derailed Commodity, over to S&S Western Store in Edna, and S&S Lumber, some good places to go. Heading out to Bartlett Co-op today, too. So it'll be fun to do some shopping there. So next week, watch the website, because we'll be able to come back with a lot of neat items and stuff, too. I love going across the street to Lieber Brothers. They've got a variety of items, so we're looking forward to shopping there today as well. So some good things. Probably, though, one of the most unique things that isn't in studio yet, and I don't know if we're actually going to bring him in studio yet.
Uh-oh.
South Coffeyville Stockyards. We're going to have a cow again this year.
Yes. Oh, good.
It's always fun to have the cow. Last year, we named him Henry. Henry's doing quite well.
Good.
But we have to look at him to see what his name is. We're just not sure yet. Okay. So we'll keep you posted.
The cow is en route.
Good. En route. Well, yeah, I was excited to maybe, you know, get some pictures, see who was going home with the cow last year, but old poor Henry. But it's good to, you know, condition. He's in good condition, though. So, well, and, you know, Dory, you had mentioned, too, kind of this experience that you're doing today. This should be something that you encourage the people that go to the auction as well, because there's so many things that these stores do that you don't know. Like Liebert Brothers is a perfect example. Mm-hmm. You know, my AC went out, my basement flooded, everything went wrong in my house, and there was one company that they called, and it was Liebert Brothers. I needed an adapter, went across the street. Liebert Brothers it was. I mean, I had no idea that they had all of those. The technicians had all of these, and many of these places are just the same.
Exactly, exactly. And, no, it is a whole lot of fun, and I will say that, you know, if you have a business, if you whether it's a service business or a retail business, you know, we want to come shop at your place. We'd love to buy gift certificates from you or product from you, so it's not too late to let our salespeople know that you'd like to be a part of the auction as a business too. So give Amy or Penny or John or anybody a call, and they'll stop by and explain that to you how you can be a part of it, and then Tina and I'll have to come shopping. It's a tough job, but we're well qualified to shop.
We'd love to see you.
Exactly, exactly. So so let us know, and if you'd like to be a part of the auction too, because you know, you not only get your regular advertising that you would get for your dollars, but we're going to buy something from you. Plus, we help promote some of your items that we do purchase too. So it's a lot of benefit to be part of our auction promotion.
Well, and people hang around the website, because after a busy, busy shopping day today, it is going to get filled up with a lot more great pictures as well. So you can find that link on the main screen of our website at kggfradio.com. Before we lose you here, Tina, again, for the listeners that may be just tuning in right now or maybe didn't quite get to pen and paper, give us all that finite details again. Where's it at? When's it happening?
Alrighty. It will be June 8th at the Coffeyville Rec Center, which is out at Walter Johnson Park. And hopefully it'll be dried out by then. It should be. We'll pray for that. But it'll be June 8th, Walter Johnson Park at the Coffeyville Rec Center, and the doors will open at 8:00 in the morning for you to browse a little bit, and then the auction will start at 9:00.
And at 9:00. And Dory, again, one more time, just kind of the format so people could know you're not going to pay over a certain percentage.
Can't pay more than 80% of the retail price. So come and take a look at the items. You'll be able to see where it's from, a little description about it. You'll see the retail price, the 80% price, but it's an auction. You know, the auctioneer usually starts at around 20%, and so you could pay anywhere from that on up to 80%, but we'll stop it so you're going to get a great deal.
Absolutely. And if you'd like to see Tina or Dory shopping around your stores to be a part of our auction, again, give our great sales crew a call and be a part of the auction. Dory Potter, Tina Romine, thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sam.
This is the Mighty 690 KGGF.